First verse, sister. We're just going to read it. Amen. Amen. The prophet says, when the church is in prayer and the preacher is in prayer, the Spirit will really enter into work. Amen. I believe you came praying, prayerful. You committed this service into God's hand, and we can see the Spirit moving. Amen. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after you. You alone are my heart desire, and I long to worship you. Second one, please. You are my friend. The second verse. You are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other. Amen. I love you more than any other. So much more than anything. That should be our expression. Hallelujah. I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. Amen. You alone are the real joy giver. Amen. And the apple of my heart. Amen. What does he represent for you, my brother? He must represent more than gold or silver. He must represent your most precious possession. Amen. And if he is really that for you, you will worship him from the deepest of your heart. Amen. And your body will respond to that call. Amen. So we are gathered today believing that people have revelation, the revelation of who he is for them. And your body will only respond to that revelation. Let's open our Bibles. As I said, really, when you come prayerful, you just feel the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's read Matthew 22:36-38. God bless you, Brother George, for creating the right atmosphere. It was exactly what I prepared. Amen. Master, which is the great commandment of the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Amen. Amen. Verse 38. This is the first and the great commandment. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your leadership, O Lord. We thank you for the atmosphere that you created around this service, O Lord. We believe that you'll be in our midst, O Lord. We believe that the angels will, O Lord, mix themselves to our worship, O Lord, and we'll see great things happening during and after this service, O Lord. We believe that we won't go back the way we came, O Lord. We'll go back regenerated, O Lord. We'll go back with our problems solved, O Lord. And we'll go back with our soul satisfied. Bless now everything in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the relationship we have with our God. It's a relationship of love. And it's a unlimited love. It's a love without reserve. We don't keep some to give to someone else. We give him all our love and we express it in our worship. So we are still on our topic, worship and sacrifices. Offerings and sacrifices. Sorry. We saw that true worship is the expression of your understanding of God or of what God is for you. When you get to that inner understanding, inner grasp of who God is for you, your body will respond with what we called acts of worship. What we do outwardly is not really the true worship. It's just expressions of worship. It's acts of worship. But true worship is inside. When you found that he's more than gold or silver for you. Your body, your heart is so full of that revelation that you express it. And we can read it outwardly by the way you express it to God. By the way you worship him. You can say, really, this man has got the revelation that God is his most valuable treasure. But if by the way you worship or you say you worship, we can see that there's something else that you value more than God. This is not worship. That's what we call religion. Because there's a difference between religion and worship. Religion is for outward consumption. People see that you have a Bible, you go to church, sometimes you sing, you do whatever you do, but it's not worship. That will become worship if it comes from the inside. Amen. That's why if God happened to be your most, as we said, the highest in your top priorities list, if God come to become the most valuable, the most precious, the biggest, the highest, the greatest, he will take preeminence. Amen. He will take preeminence. He will occupy the first position in your priorities list. In whatever you do, God will come first. That's why God instituted in the Old Testament what he called first fruits. Amen. Giving to God is good. But as I said, if God is the most valuable resource or being in your life, even when you give, the way you will offer, the way you will give your offering, it will express that God is the most precious. You won't give God what will the remainder. You know, you spend, you did this, you do that, and then whatever is left over, you just come and give to God. That is not making him your top priority. Listen to what he instituted in the Old Testament. Leviticus 23:10. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them. The time is flying. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you become into the land which I give unto you and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest.
Amen.
Amen. Giving was good, but God instituted that principle of the very first fruits. You couldn't go and harvest and eat and do whatever you want and then bring the leftovers to God. God required that you bring the very first fruits of your harvest.
Amen.
It belongs to him. Just to put him in a position that the way you spend your resources, God come first in your top priorities.
Amen.
Amen. Paying your tithe is good. But you don't pay your tithe after you have paid your rent, paid your insurance, and paid. No, God doesn't require that. You pay your tithe, it's fine, but your tithe must be the first fruits of your work. When you get paid, in your mind, you are paid, I don't know, 100 euro. You have taken away already. You have subtracted 10 euros. That belongs to God.
Amen.
Amen. Paying your tithe only is not enough. Your tithe must be the first fruit of your labor. Amen. It shows what position God keeps in your priorities list. God said you must love him with all your heart, all your mind. What did he say again? And within all your soul. So if God is top in your mind, in your soul, Your rent can't come first. You can't pay your insurance first. You can't pay your husband's watch first. You can't pay that your wife's shoes first. God must come first in the list. That's why he showed in the first worship ever that was on earth, Cain and Abel. We have no time to read it. If you go and read Genesis 4, you'll see the Bible says expressly that Cain took of the fruits and the product of his labor and offered to God. But Abel took the first fruits of his labor. Amen. For Abel, it was a revelation.
Amen.
Give us Genesis 4:5, please.
Amen.
For Abel, it was a revelation that God is the Most High. It was so anchored in his soul, in his mind, that he expressed it in his doings, in his deeds. Genesis 4:5. No, give me verse 4, please. Verse 3. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground and of an offering unto the Lord. He offered something to God. But the Bible says just the fruit of the land. Let's go. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock.
Amen.
And of fat thereof. Amen. Abel had that revelation that God was to come first in his priorities list.
Amen.
Cain, we don't know what he did. Maybe he gave to this one, he bought for this, and but Abel, he went and got the very first one and gave it to God.
Amen.
That's why you see in, if you can read, Exodus 23:19. Can you give it to me, sister? Exodus 23:19. That is Moses teaching the children of Israel how they should give to God. Listen, the first of the first fruits, amen, is not only the first. We said first is not only giving, it's giving the first. But here, God insists, it's not only the first, but the first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. What it means here, the true meaning in the Hebrew text, it says, as you harvest your crops, bring the very best of the first harvest. Amen. Amen. That's what it means in the Hebrew text. Bring the very best of your first harvest. Amen. So you don't take just something, no, I'm going to give to God, it's my tithe or whatever. But it must be the very best of the best.
Amen.
That's what you present to God. Amen. It's not only money-wise, the very best of your time.
Amen.
You must present it to God.
That's right.
The very best of whatever you have must go to God.
Amen.
That the evidence, that the read out of what is inside.
Amen.
Amen. It's very important that we understand these principles.
Amen.
Because giving to God must be something that they are not pushing you.
Amen.
Worshipping God must be something they are not pushing you to do. It's something that comes from the inside of you.
Right.
You realize who He is for you. You realize what you get the revelation of Him in your life, and you express it. Nobody will push you to sing. Nobody will push you to give an offering. Amen.
Amen.
Personally, I'm not, and I appreciate the way we do it in this church. We don't push people to give. So, give. No, that's, I think, robbery. Because I don't believe that if I stand here and I start saying, we're going to give 500. these things happen, you know. Oh, I see Brother Pele's watch. I say, brother, if God is in your heart, see, I have not a watch. I'm a man of God. I should watch the time to pray for you.
Amen.
And after that, you come and give me your watch. I don't really believe that true worship. Amen. It must be something that comes. Nobody, as we read in Genesis, no one told Abel to go and take the firstling of his flocks. But it came from the inner part of himself.
Amen.
And he expressed it.
Amen.
That's where blessing lies.
Amen.
And we see really that God is a revelation into your heart.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why we don't push people to give. Whatever puts in your heart. But I believe if God is the first priority in your heart, you will express it in a way that we will see that God is the first priority. Give us, I think, Mark 12, 42 to 44. Mark 12, 42 to 44. And again, Mark 12, 42. And there came a certain poor widow. Amen. She was a widow, this woman. And she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. I don't know, in today's money, maybe it's 20 cents or something like that. But she just threw it. Jesus was sitting there and seeing how people were coming, showing off. You know, there are offerings that you just come to show off. You buy a pastor a Lamborghini. Amen. It's good. It's not bad. You know, it's not bad. You can buy me a Lamborghini.
Amen.
You know, and it will be weird, you know, to see me driving a Lamborghini. Oh. But it may really be the expression of your heart. But most of these things that people do is just to show off. But Jesus saw those people passing, giving private jets, giving this, giving big checks of money. But this woman came, and Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that this poor widow has cast more in that than all they which have cast into the treasury. Though she gave only 20 cents or so, but Jesus said she gave more than all those that give before." Why? Verse 44. "For all they did cast in of their abundance." I like the way he says it in the French Bible. In the French Bible, it says, if I put it in English, it says, they did cast off their unwanted. Amen. The French Bible says they unwanted or they are unnecessary. They are out of their abundance. Something that they spent here, spent there, the leftovers. Even if it's 10,000 million. But if it's leftovers, Jesus says, it's not worth anything. Amen. Amen. But if those 10,000 millions were the first fruits of your labor, God will consider it. Jesus, in the spirit of discernment, saw all those Pharisees coming and giving and putting money. He knew that they are not, it's not the expression of the love of God in their hearts. It's just a show of what they want people to see. But this woman, Jesus says, she gave all she could. Verse 45. Sorry. Verse 44, please, Mark 12, 44. "For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living." Amen. You see what touched Jesus? She gave all her living. She didn't have any more left to pay her rent, to pay for heating, to pay for electricity. Maybe that day she'll go back home and find that ESB has cut off the supply of gas. She'd go home and find that her children don't have anything to eat. But she gave it to God. And Jesus said, this is true giving. Because she gave all of her living. And that is true worship. If you really worship God, and God is the first in your life, no matter how, the prophet says, there was a time when he was in bankrupt in his personal finances. He was bankrupt. But even when he was bankrupt, he would take out of his salary, he pay his tithe first. Amen. Pay his tithes. And paying a tithe is not all that God requires. You have to bring offerings in the house of treasure as well. Amen. Amen. And your offering must be also the first fruits of your labor. Amen. Amen. That's right. And then the prophet says, I will pay my tithes, my offering, and pay my debts. Amen. I don't want to afford that topic today. One of debts, you know. That one is another one. No, not today. Another day. Amen. Amen. So it's very important that you know where to put God. And when it comes to money, do I have it here? I'm sorry because I was almost rushing. When it comes to money, because money, through money, we can really read what is in your heart. Through money, or through your money, we can understand what position God keeps in your heart. Let me put it in another one, because I don't want to put only God. Through your use of money, we can understand what you value in your life. Amen. Because what is money? Money is just, honestly speaking, a piece of paper. It's just a piece of paper that we can burn here and it goes. But money, to draw its value from the value, the, you know, what society agreed to give it as power. And that money, that piece, that banknote, gives you the power to express what is in your heart. Amen. From whatever you have, 10,000 euro or whatever, it will help you express what you value in your heart. It gives you the power to express what you value in your heart. Money, you can spend it. You can give it out, or you can keep it. But what you do with money determines what value, what is more valuable in your heart. You can use your money to pay a prostitute. Amen. You can use your money to bribe someone. Or you can use your money to blackmail someone. Maybe he knows something about you. He saw you last night or whatever. You give him some money to keep him quiet. So money determines, your use of money determines what is more important in your life. So God gives you some money. God blesses you with money. It will, because some people, personally, I don't like to say I've overcome money. I don't want to say that. Because it just may be that I've not got enough money yet to test my character.
Amen. That's true.
Amen.
That's very true.
I've never got €1 million.
That's true.
The day I get €1 million, who knows if I will come to church? Because I can go to Vanuatu. Now, if I want to go to Vanuatu with €1 million, I just call a private jet. How much? 10,000. What's there? Whiskey, wine, water, put everything in. Amen. Put the most beautiful women in that airplane. And we fly to Vanuatu. So you can, but what I want to express here is, we'll check your character, your love of God. The more you have control over the little money God gives you, if God keeps on staying on the first position in your use of that money, then God is top priority in your life. Amen. That's why maybe God doesn't want to bless some of us. Because he can see that he's not still on that first position in your life. The day he gives you, if he gives you, I don't know, 5,000 euros, still okay, you can still manage. But the day he gives you a big, big, you become Bill Gates, you know, a pastor becomes just someone that you can, you know, push at your will. But God wants you to put him first. There's more that we can say. The time is not on our side. There's more that we can say. But your use of your money that God gives you will show what position you put God in your life. If you use it to bribe people to keep secrets of your life, or if you use it to send missionaries to go and preach the gospel, or if you use it to, I don't know, to support the work of God somewhere, all that shows what is priority, what is in the top priorities of your list in your heart. So it's very important that we understand anything we do outwardly is the expression of how we place God in our hearts. If God is first, he will come first in everything you do. That's why the disciples, when they found Jesus, he told them, come and follow me. They didn't say, let me go and fix this and this and that. Jesus was top priority in their life. Matthew left everything, sorry, Peter left everything and followed Jesus. The tax collector, maybe there were people who owed him a lot of money, but he left everything and followed Jesus. Amen. Let's keep it here today. Let's meditate upon these words. And let's see how God will lead the next lessons. God bless you. Dear Lord, take now leadership of the rest of the service as we commit everything into your hands in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.